This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Brea. I was like, what? When J.J. Brea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Tom Brady. Global losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Rocky. We're on Periscope and Facebook Live, and we're here with Mr. 315.
In here freezing, and I got on pants and everything today.
But you ain't got no man bloomer on.
That romper's looking
that romper
real good right now. I need a pants. Like I said, I need a pants one.
Give the full pants.
You need a snuggie, then go get you a snuggie.
You want, dude? I got a onesie at home.
What sizes?
That onesie will be.
What sizes? I may take you up on that. Bring it next week so I can put it on.
I might have to wear it.
And wear it in studio.
Yeah, I'll sit here and do it in the studio. Y'all kick me out. And Mr. BBB, Big Ball Brand,
live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting,
where we make your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, GoCSB.com.
And we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
There we go. That was pretty good.
We got
somebody's receiving a phone call. We have to hit the decline button. Unless it's Ed McMahon talking about he got $1 million for you.
This is Ed McMahon with the Publishers Clearinghouse.
Oh, okay, it didn't show up. Anyway, back to the show. We got a great show today. We got Major League Baseball talk. We got NFL.
We're MLB talk about. Talk.
Yeah, we'll talk MLB a little bit. I also want you guys to start thinking about rank your top five running back combos now that LeGarrette Blount has signed with the Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles is number one, baby.
Are you kidding?
With who?
LeGarrette Blount, Ryan Matthews.
Well, they're talking about cutting Matthews. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. They'll get rid of him.
The other kid they picked up in the draft, I like the Eagles.
Top.
They number one.
Number one.
And you said tandem. You didn't say back.
No, I said tandem.
I'm going with the Saints.
Well, don't say it yet. We ain't got to there yet.
Oh, let's go. Oh, jeez.
Just start thinking about it.
Rocky a hard
time. The Eagles. Hey, you don't give the Feagles the number. I saw somebody. All right, I'll get that.
But all serious, though, on paper, the Eagles look good, man.
They do.
Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, LeGarrette Blount in your backfield.
Torrey Smith.
Guys that have proven they can put numbers up when given opportunities.
We'll see. We'll see. The Giants look good, too. They got three wide receivers, but no offensive line.
Mm-hmm. Giants look good on paper, too.
No offensive line. On paper. Who's going to protect them?
Eli Manning.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I trust Eli Manning not throw a pick.
Two Super Bowl championships. I trust Eli Manning, too.
All right. Let's go into our first segment of the show. Just trying to stir the pot. Drunken on the run.
Sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside. Who are you sitting at the bar with? In the trailer park. So I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that
Chevrolet and then stepped away. All right, who are you guys sitting at the bar with this week?
I am sitting at the bar with James Harden. What in the hell? And I didn't even want to say hell. I wanted to use another word. But what in the hell was going on with you in game six of that series?
Bruh.
Oh.
You.
He had eight shots the total game. He had one shot in the first half.
Yeah.
One shot.
He looked so uninterested, so lethargic. He looked
like he got his game taken from him in game five. You had Manu Ginobili snatched the ball out of his hand.
No Kawhi, no Tony Parker, and you lose by 40, and you're supposed to be an MVP candidate. You were my MVP.
And then was at the club an hour later.
Then at the club, with Kardashians, if I'm not mistaken, right? Was he in there with the Kardashians?
Nah, he was in there with some, just the.
He better not be with Kardashian. With Khloe?
I know he. I know James Harden paid to have Moses Malone Jr. beat up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
James Harden, the gangster.
I thought that was done and over with. I thought he was like paid off months ago. This thing is resurfaced now. that was crazy. It was a Moses son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was
James?
That might have been like the worst meltdown I've ever seen. I don't even know if I want to call it a meltdown or a choke job, but he just damn near like point shaving. Damn near look like point shaving, man.
This is one of the worst playoff performances
I've ever seen from like a so-called superstar.
Yep. Like, you don't live down bad playoff performances. They follow you. LeBron has won 3 titles, and we still won't
talk about the Dallas.
Pass on Dallas.
We still talk about the Dallas.
Can we?
They compared this to the Dallas.
Wait a minute. Did he, because he didn't show J.J. Barea?
Or Jason Terry?
So,
or Deshaun Stephenson.
Right. Well, all right. So, looking at this isn't the first time.
Right. He already had like a.
Last year.
And,
2 years ago.
And the OKC when they played the Heat in the finals.
Right. He's done this 3 times.
He's had a few of these. But this is the worst. This is the worst I've ever. This might be the worst I've ever seen.
How did you only take 1 shot in the first half?
Yeah.
You're the king of shots.
Yeah.
Like, I know Kobe Bryant did this to the Lakers in a game 7 where he refused to shoot
the pout game. The pout game, yeah.
And that's why Kobe loses a few points with me.
Because
I can't let him get a pass on that.
Yeah.
And you're not bigger than the team.
Yeah, and Kobe did the whole – yeah, he listened to the media a little too much around that time because they say he shoots a lot. Well, that's what Kobe does.
And another
Kobe wouldn't be Kobe if he didn't. He's in that Phoenix game. Okay, I'll show them. Just passing the ball, not even shooting.
It's like, game 7.
It was game 7.
Also, I don't want you to forget the Phoenix. You know, you throw Harden. But don't forget D'Antoni.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the worst
playoff coaches. Yeah.
I mean,
look what he did
with the Suns.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with the Suns. They were up. They had it, and they looked in the last elimination game. They looked horrible.
But to his defense in Phoenix, Joe Johnson did break his orbital socket when they had their best chance to go to the finals.
They did, but they still. If you watch the whole team just like is uninterested.
His
in elimination,
his lack of adjustments in this year's playoff, especially. When San Antonio wasn't letting you get those open threes, you weren't shooting 18. Well, Harden wasn't shooting 18 free throws a game. He didn't have any adjustments. They had no backdoor movement. They had no post game. And when Nene went down, they really had no post game.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, you got to get easy buckets. The three is great, but when you go 14 from 50 from the 3-point line, you're not going to win that game. So he sucks. He really does suck.
Who are you sitting with?
Who am I sitting with? I am sitting with LeVar Ball because he's about to get $3 billion and he could pay for shots all night long. Let's go, LeVar. Louis the 13th, $1.50 a shot is nothing. It's nothing because you're about to get $3 billion. Let's go.
LeVar Ball, that would be interesting.
He will get loud. I will get louder. We'll just be loud as hell. They'll be trying to kick us out. But I'm like, this dude got $3 billion. You don't want to kick $3 billion out your door now, do you?
That's true. All right. I have Miss Giselle. I got to sit down beside Giselle. First of all, it'd be nice to sit beside her at the bar.
Absolutely.
It would be.
Secondly, what the hell is wrong with you? Why are you going on CBS talking about my husband had concussions? Of course, he plays football. They all have concussions.
I saw that.
But when she was answering, it's like, I think he's had concussions. And when you do this, yes, it's football. That's what football does. But don't act like football is the only thing that people is bad. I mean, there's other things in America, you know, other sports where you hit is bad. UFC, boxing, no one saying nothing.
The race over the weekend, did you not see the wreck with Logano and Patrick and Amarola? My goodness. But you know why she did this. She does not like the New England Patriots organization. They take advantage of her husband. He takes pay cuts every year to continue playing for them. They keep getting rid of the good players around him and trying to make him make all the good players.
But do you know how much money he makes in endorsements and everywhere else? He makes money. Why? And secondly, what is she making? Oh, my gosh, really?
She makes more than him.
Yes. You think she's worried about what he's making? That's the point. She ain't worried about what he's making.
That's beside the point. She feels like, if my man is the greatest quarterback of all time, why is he not being paid like the greatest quarterback of all time? Why is Tom Brady not making $30 million a season?
But if you actually watch her and listen to her talk about it, she seemed like the most uninformed person about this ever.
But I really think she just makes her judgment because she doesn't like the Patriots, because the Patriots are a big backer of the President of the United States. And we all know how she feels about the current President of the United States.
But we also know how much Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick takes care of Tom Brady. I mean, they take care of Tom Brady is the governor of Massachusetts, basically. If he didn't want to play football, everybody in Massachusetts, he's bigger than Big Poppy. And Big Poppy's huge in Boston.
But Big Poppy was paid like a king. Tom Brady ain't been paid like a king.
He's making the money, though. He's doing all right. Don't worry.
Yeah, he got to get it from sponsors. He should be getting $25 million a season from the New England Patriots. That's all I'm saying.
Mike Glennon's making $18
million. Right? Mike Glennon. Mike Glennon, who ain't done shit.
Do you want to win Super Bowls or you want to win?
He's won five Super Bowls. He's been to seven.
I want to get paid.
I'm almost 45 years old. I need to get paid. I don't have much time left in this game. He's already plus 40.
Especially at this point in my career, I would take winning that sixth or seventh Super Bowl over being the highest paid quarterback.
$50 million.
$50 million.
Or I'm going to quit. $50 million. Shout out Kanye.
Yeah, $50 million.
Told him, give me $50 million or I'm going
to
quit.
All right, well, speaking of money and people, let's go to baseball. Bryce Harper and the Nats agreed to a $21.65 deal for 2018. He'll be a free agent after that. Will he leave the Nats after that?
Yes. I don't. It depends on the baseball situation. If they're winning big time in D.C. and he's still going to get that money, why leave? But the glare, the excitement of New York. Come on to New York. We'll have the money. Go Yankees. But I don't think he'll leave if the situation is right. He loves D.C., man. D.C. has a good thing going. They got a lot of great young players around him. If they keep that pitching strong and figure out that bullpen, like, the Nationals can compete for World Series for the next 10 years.
I think he'll leave, man. I mean, listen.
I think it's a great sign that he already opted in for the 21-6. It's okay. I can stay.
Now, baseball players are different than basketball and football. You know, usually they want to stay in that town and get their own era. You know, you want to be Derek Jeter in your city. So I can see them staying. But, dude, that money that the Yankees going to throw, if the Yankees even throw the money, because don't forget, they got Aaron Judge they don't have to throw a big contract to. They'll probably have to throw a big contract to Gary Sanchez down the line. So, I mean, you got two young guys you don't have to be throwing money to. But can you imagine Aaron Judge and Bryce Harper in the same
lineup? The Yankees lineup is already adept. If you just had Bryce Harper, that's more, but they need pitching.
No, they do. But, I mean, with the two of them for years to come, I mean, dude.
My gut right now is saying he doesn't leave. Like, I think he stays in D.C.
Yeah, he probably won't. Bench is clear in the Giants-Dodgers game yesterday why Kershaw was warming up. And then we win the game 7-2, so I'm good. Looking at baseball right now, you know, you've had the Nats are playing out their mind. The Astros are playing great. The Yankees are leading the East by 1.5 over the O's. Twins leaving the Indians by a game. The Rangers are 8 games behind the Astros in that bad division. The Braves are in second place in the East. Uh-oh, 8 games back of the Nats. Everybody else is under 500. The Brewers are leading the Central over the Cardinals and the Cubbies. What is wrong with the Cubs, man? They are 4-6 in the last 10 games.
They don't have consistent starting pitching.
Jake Arrieta is a 5-point ERA.
He has fell off. John Lester is having a down year. It's all been Kyle Hendricks, man. And that's not enough. And their bullpen is awful. God awful.
How's Wade Miller, the closer?
They haven't been putting him out there. He's hurting, I think, still.
Still?
You needed to keep Chapman.
What? Who's hurt? Chapman's hurt. Chapman's on DL right now.
It is what it is.
Out west, the Rockies lead the Diamondbacks by 2 and the Dodgers by 2.5. So the West is very competitive right now. We'll see where that goes later. That's everything. Baseball, moving to NFL. LeGarrette Blount signs the 1-year deal with the Eagles. I asked you guys, rank your top 5 running back combos. Got any? Got number 5? Who you put
Tennessee.
At number 5?
Tennessee is
you
number 5.
You put Murray
and Henry.
Henry at number 5?
They're number 5 for me.
You disagree with that?
No.
Mr. 3-on-5?
They're going to be my top 5 too. So
would they be your number 5? Or would you put somebody else ahead of them?
Number 5 for me would be probably them. Probably them, just because I think Henry's going to have a good year this year. I think DeMarco is also. Because Henry, they weren't really running back by committee that much last year. So, they'll be number 5. Number 4, give me a second. Or you can come back to me.
We'll go around the table. Number 5 for me is Denver, the Broncos. Anderson, C.J. Anderson, and Jamal Charles.
Oh, Jamal. I forgot about the Jamal Charles.
Jamal Charles is old.
Well, you say combos, but you're going overall. I ain't going off what I think. Not who I like. I'm just going with what I see. And Anderson and Charles, I think, will be one of those combos. Who you got number 4?
The Atlanta Falcons.
Really? Number 4?
I had them at 3. They're going to be my 3rd.
When you got the 3 up.
Oh, sorry. I'm half asleep, man. I know. I've been up for 12 hours.
I know. We're finishing up. So you got number 4. You got the Falcons. All right. What you got number 4, Mr. 315?
Hold on. Give me 1 second.
I'm going to go ahead and go with mine. You can go yours. I'm going to go with Darren Woodson and Zeke Elliott in Dallas. I think I would take them two over many other ones right now.
I like Zeke. I don't know who the second guy
is. Yeah, who is that? Who's
Darren Woodson.
Darren Woodson.
Not Darren Woodson. Gosh.
You don't even know the second running back name.
He can't. McFadden.
Automatically. What's wrong with me? Disqualified.
No, Darren McFadden. Okay.
Bad. Darren McFadden. I sit here looking. I knew it wasn't Darren Woodson.
Like Darren Woodson. The
like, what? It's like, Darren what? McFadden. I always do that. All right. So, yeah, I'll go with McFadden.
I'm going to – actually, you know what? Hold on. Darren. I'm going – I'll go with them, too. Yeah,
McFadden and Zeke.
McFadden and Zeke.
Who you got number 3 there, Mr. BBB?
The Saints. Ingram, Peterson. I think they're going to be pretty good this year. Let's go with the Saints.
I'm going to agree with you on that one. I think Ingram and Peterson.
What number one? We're on 3. 3. I'm going with
You said the Falcons.
The Falcons. No, I'm sorry. No. I'm changing that.
Okay.
I'm changing that. I'm going the Bengals backfield.
Geo and
Mixon.
Oh, you going that's Mixon? That's number 2 for me. The Bengals. Because Mixon, Geo, and Jeremy Hill. Hill. Those 3 guys are.
I got. Yeah, I got them at 3.
I got them at 2. Yeah, I'll go with them number 2. Who you got number 2? Y'all got anything different number 2?
I got Bengals at number 2.
I got Atlanta number 2.
You got Atlanta number 2? Mm-hmm. All right. What's your number 1 then?
Saints? Mm-hmm.
Peterson and
mm-hmm. I like that combo.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Who's their second running back?
D'Angelo Williams.
No, he's not anymore.
Is he still there?
No, he's a free agent.
He's still there.
Just like, do you know Gary Barnett's not playing with the Browns anymore?
They got rid of him?
Yeah. D'Angelo's not there anymore. He's
that term hurt my head because I was like, shoot, anybody with Le'Veon Bell is a winning chicken dinner.
No, absolutely. I agree. I got the Falcons. I mean, the way them two running backs, just crazy.
I like Seattle, though. I like Eddie Lacy and Thomas Rawls and the little young guy, the little scat back they got. I think those are a nice three. I think Oakland.
I was going to say honorable mention, Oakland.
Oakland, yeah.
If Jashaun Matthews and Marshawn Lynch can figure something out, I think they'll be all right in Oakland.
Yeah, absolutely. But next week, we're going to do our top wide receiver combos. And somebody put – I saw the Eagles running backs in the top five. A little bit slow.
They got a little nice tandem. I mean, you add LeGarrette Blount. I'm just not – Ryan Matthews, I'm not a fan of. And Darren Sproles is old.
I'm not sold on Blount in another city than New England. Because when he goes somewhere else –
As long as Blount can smoke his Blounts.
I mean, because if you remember what he did in Tampa – he struggled. What he did in Pittsburgh, he struggled. I don't know outside of New England how he's going to do.
Well, we're about to see.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We're all about to see firsthand twice.
I ain't worried about it. We'll be all right. We got taco. You might have blunts. We got tacos.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right. Seahawks exploring Colin Kaepernick or RG3 as a backup quarterback. Choose one. Which quarterback should they go after? Colin or RG3?
I like this easy. I like Kaepernick.
Kaepernick?
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. Choose two words for Kaepernick in Seattle.
Back up.
Good pick. Good pick.
Don't ever challenge the best.
12th man. He'll be with the 12th man because he'll be sitting on the sideline. Pop rips Zaza's unnatural closeout on Kawhi. Think about the history he's had, and you won't know how we feel.
Too much. Pop has won several championships, has gotten a lot of calls, a lot of things go in his favor.
And he's right about Zaza's history. I've seen how he almost broke Kawhi's arm. I saw against Chicago. Who was that? He got into it with in Chicago. He wrapped up.
Mirotić.
Yeah.
Nikolai Mirotić.
But he almost I never knew the Kawhi thing. He almost took Kawhi arm clean off.
Yeah. He tried to pull the Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah. But as far as that goes, Pop, like I said earlier, Bruce Bowen.
That ends the argument right there, Bruce.
Go Spurs, go.
Yeah, definitely. Chiefs rookie quarterback Patrick Mahomes unharmed after being robbed at gunpoint Friday.
Bling, bling. Don't go cop it with your first little check.
I don't have two words. I have a few words. Damn, can he get a game check first? Can he get a check first?
They think he already got the money in the bank.
Yeah. Can he get a check?
You just got drafted number 10. We know you got that money.
Yeah, man.
This ain't Texas. This ain't Texas, so I hope you ain't packing like you were in Texas. John Wall claps back at the Celtics after game winner. Don't come here wearing all black to my city.
Missing. No, I can't. That's not going to work. Too early. Because in game seven, you did a vanishing act. You did a disappearing act. You turned into Wesley Snipes.
Wow, that's a good one.
0-for-11. That's what he was in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
0-for-11. And did not look confident shooting the ball.
Well, he did. Remember, he did jump shooting, and he's a slasher, and he didn't slash in the fourth.
Because Boston did a great thing. Yeah. Every time he came off that damn pick and roll, there was a wall.
Yeah.
Here you go, wall. Here's the wall.
That's true. Big wall. That's all I'll say. You know, he hit a big wall that game. Tom Brady on the Madden cover with the GOAT edition. Oldest player to grace the cover.
Madden curse.
Exactly. Madden curse.
Two words. Cheat code.
Cheat code.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right. BA start, baby.
Let's get it going.
Magic on Celtics getting number one pick. I still hate them. Talking about
bitter
Celtics.
Rival.
30 for 30. That's coming up.
I love the rivalry. always the Celtics and Lakers, man. That rivalry is always.
It was like you just had to pick who you got. It's all it was
Magic
like,
needed Larry to stay in office until he traded Paul George to them. Then he could have stepped down.
Yeah,
that's what Magic needed.
Or Bird stepped down because he was afraid he's going to lose to Magic in free agency again.
Panthers Ben Boldware was crying tears of joy. I don't think I have ever been so happy once learning he was being sent free Lunchables. Somebody sent him free Lunchables.
Lunchables are delicious too. They are.
Are they?
Yes.
I always hate Lunchables.
I love Lunchables, man.
It's like chewing on plastic.
I don't like.
It's nothing better than Frito.
I don't like the little Oreo cookie they put inside because that's kind of nasty. But
that shit's stale.
Yeah, that's kind. I don't like that. But the crackers, the cheese, and the little ham. Oh yeah, I love Lunchables.
All right,
free meat,
man. Free meat. Better training camp food. There's got to be better than that. I've been to that place. There's some good food there. Yeah. You're eating Lunchables?
He's an undrafted rookie free agent. You know what his checks look like?
They don't let him eat there?
He ain't got no money to eat.
The players don't eat for free?
No.
They don't?
I thought
they did.
At the cafeteria?
Undrafted rookie free agents who have no deals don't eat for free. You better go get you some ramen noodles, homie.
I eat for free because I was media.
Get value menu.
But dude, they better eat for free.
But these are professional athletes, dude. He's probably hungry all the time.
You were media when you went to the Panthers. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, we did a Panthers training camp thing
for here. Day.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Spartanburg.
Okay. Oh, okay.
We went down there for the show 1 year. Had to go back. I've been trying to get in touch with the guy. We'll go back. But yeah, you go in there, you eat. Oh, man, it's good. But Lunchables, I get it.
I definitely want to go take. Oh, I definitely want to do
free
that.
Free meats.
Cabarrus Brewery Company created a new beer called 600L for the 10 Days of Thunder leading up to next Sunday's Coca-Cola 600. 600L.
Sounds good. I'm going to have to go get one. Love ale. Love ale beer.
Trying it out. My two words. Got any?
No beer. I don't drink beer.
No beer?
What?
I don't drink beer, no.
Hard stuff?
No, I don't. I'm not a drinker.
Okay.
I'm social.
Okay.
You know, I have a nice Long Island when I go out. You know,
okay. All right.
You know.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
He gets that pimp daddy drink, that LIT. Rocks, get my straw in there. Let me go.
Gives you a little confidence, right. So let me tell you that.
Cheerwine to host the 100-year celebration in Salisbury. 100 years of Cheerwine.
Why Salisbury? Why I got to drive to exit 76? That's a long way. I'm not going. That's my two words. Not going.
Mine too. I don't like Cheerwine like that fake old Dr. Pepper.
I was getting ready to ask. You guys like Cheerwine?
Cheerwine.
You just say you don't like Cheerwine.
It's all right.
I can drink a Cheerwine.
I can drink it, but.
Still not my favorite, but congrats.
I'm a Pepsi guy.
Hell yeah, man.
Roseanne, the TV show, is being brought back by ABC.
What? Isn't she like 9 million?
She's something up there.
She's up there.
Her and
John Goodman, they coming back?
Okay. Yep. Let me get this one.
Isn't the guy on Big Bang Theory? How are they going to get him from Big Bang Theory?
I don't know if he'll be on it, but I know the kids will be on it.
Can I get this one, please?
Yeah, go ahead. Can I go? You got it. Go ahead.
No, this is no two words. When I saw this, I was like, okay, how are they going to do this? Because I was a fan of the show.
Yeah,
I watched the show from beginning to end. Did you watch the final episode? Wasn't it supposedly like all a dream?
Yeah, I thought so.
And wasn't Dan dead? Dan's dead in that.
You know what? I'm gonna have to give him
go back and watch the final. Oh, you need to. You can just
it's
watch
been
the
a while. I'll
watch the final scene on YouTube. Dan's dead.
Okay,
he was dead the whole series. It was like all like a Roseanne was like writing a book or something. She's like all alone in her basement or something. And what's the daughter? Becky was with David instead of Mark. Darlene was with Mark. No, it was with Mark instead of David.
Okay.
So it's like, how are they going to do this? And Mark is dead.
That's right.
He's dead. He's dead for real. He like committed suicide a few years ago.
You see, Big Bang Theory has two of the people that plays on there.
Yep.
Sarah or Darlene
yep.
plays on there.
Yep.
Yusu.
Yep.
Now, I think it's starring Roy every once in a while.
So highlight. I don't know. What are they going to do next? Bring Good Times back?
I'd rather you bring Good Times back than the damn Roseanne.
No. You know what? They're both kind of the same show, both depressing as hell.
Yeah.
Two of the most depressing sitcoms I've ever seen.
As great as Good Times was, it was very depressing.
Oh, depressing as hell.
Can we bring back What's Happening Now?
They're all dead.
They're all dead.
Rerun's dead, and Shirley's dead, the mother. And yeah, they're all dead.
That ain't gonna happen. All right, so.
The mama's dead, and the mama's a good. The mama on Good Times is dead.
Yeah. Shit, Rerun used to get down,
the
man.
The dad's passed away, too.
Who? John Amos? No, John Amos, he's alive.
No, I thought he died.
No.
Bring back Married with Children.
That's what they need to bring back.
Out of that modern family.
That's what they need. That's what they need to bring back.
I agree.
And marriage.
Well, two words for Roseanne. Why now? Another show they canceled. Last Man Standing with Tim Allen.
I heard about that.
And I have a problem with it because, you know, everybody knows he's very conservative on the show. We need to have shows that are two sides.
And that's right? what they were kind and of saying, shows, I heard.
A lot of shows now are very one-sided. We need to have a lot of different opinions on the shows. Because once we have stop having different opinions, then we're in trouble.
And I heard they canceled some other show, man. It was pretty good. Shots Fired with my girl, Sanaa Lathan. Mm.
Yeah. Well, I know they did Training Day because Bill Paxton passed away.
Oh, that's right.
They couldn't keep that going. And the last two words for you, Man Rumper.
Hell no.
Never own.
Nah, me either, man. I can't do it. I just can't.
Come on, man.
Fast
my
pass.
My two words. Come on, man. We're going to get this. We're going to rock it. We're going to bring it out in style.
We, you speak in French.
No, the three of us.
Oh, my goodness.
Rockies.
If you lose the NCAA tournament this year, you got to wear the man romper and do 5 minutes of burpees.
That is going to be our challenge next year.
That will be the challenge.
Whoever loses has to wear it.
And do 5 minutes of burpees.
Well, no, not just that. We're going to
and
do
eat
an NFL.
A dozen donuts.
No,
in 10
I ain't
minutes.
Eating a dozen donuts.
I forgot about that.
I can do it, but I ain't. I would say. Let's go into Bon Voyage. By the Roseanne. All right, y'all got any bon voyages?
To this week's episodes of BSS Carolinas, as always, thank you for tuning in. Check us out, Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, our Facebook page, our website. Follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. I think we even got a Snapchat handle, but we just don't snap from the Snapchat handle
and
because
Instagram.
The person who's on the Snapchat handle doesn't ever put out any pictures.
I'll put out some pictures, man, which is a shame because I'm everywhere. So
Snapchat is at BSS Carolina.
We need some sponsors, man. I was thinking about that. We need some
sponsors. We do. We got to add to broadcasting, we do need more.
With like restaurants and we need to go like eat free. We need. We're stars, man.
We need local celebrity love.
Yeah, we're kind of a big deal around here, I think.
We are a big deal. We are the big men on this campus here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do y'all have any more?
Nah, man. I'm always happy to be here, man. That's it.
Thank you for being here after a long night at work.
Yeah, I'm going home and going to bed.
All right.
Oh, man. I'm tired.
Shout out to the WNBA, startup of their 21st season.
They're back?
It's this weekend?
No, they've already started games. Okay.
Shout out to the WNBA for staying around for 22 years.
Wow,
they've been around forever.
Braun Strowman to miss 6 months after surgery on multiple injuries to the left arm. Likely to return in mid-July, they're saying now. I don't know. So mixed reports.
That's 2 months, though, from now.
Yeah, they're talking about one was 6 months.
Kurt Angle said maybe up to 6 months. Yeah. It just depends on how fast
it might be
heals.
SummerSlam.
So Roman Reigns is the big dog again.
Right, they're trying to get SummerSlam. Him be back. Roger Federer withdraws from French Open. Eva Marie will not return to Total Divas next season. Charlotte
not
among
smart.
Potential replacements. No, well, she's not working.
Yeah,
with company.
She's not working with the company.
Mariners place second baseman Robinson Cano on 10-day deal.
$240 million.
Yep.
$240 million. Robinson Cano.
And you guys got anything else?
That's it for me.
As always, sports is life.
Sports is life.
And as always, you can catch us everywhere. Have a great week in sports.
Side piece.